This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, according to the moon sighting of Saudi Arabia, we have entered the first of Dhul Hijjah, which is the 2nd of August. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj, the Umrah of all the brothers and sisters who have left their homes to take the sacrifice, to present themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for nothing other than forgiveness and self-rectification. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook their minor mistakes and their minor sins, and accept their Hajj as the Hajj of the accepted Hajj. Now I'm just going to go through a few points that people usually go through in this blessed month. It's the fasting of the 9 days in Dhul Hijjah. We fast because we come across Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No servant of Allah the Most High fasts one day on in the path of Allah except that Allah the Most High removes his face from the fire of it, the distance of traveling 70 years. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting the fasting person this ni'mah. Then it goes on to say that fasting in this month and doing ibadah in these 10 days is beloved to Allah than any other month that will come. One thing that we do is fasting, the other thing we do is qurbani, sacrifice. We sacrifice an animal. It's the sunnah of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He went back to his son, as I mentioned before, he went back to his son after so many years and he tried to sacrifice his son and the blade never cut his throat. Because of the sacrifice of his, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it obligatory upon us to sacrifice an animal in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. We also, we're also told to say the takbir, which we'll go over shortly. And then basically it goes on that, you know, there's a hadith by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There is nothing dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the days of sacrifice than the sacrificing of animals. The sacrificed animal shall become on the day of Qiyamah with its horns, hair and hooves to be weighed in reward. The sacrifice is accepted by Allah Ta'ala before the blood reaches the ground. Therefore sacrifice with an open and happy heart." What does it mean that it will be brought and it will be weighed? It will be weighed and it's not going to make a difference, the size, the beauty. You know, when we go, we see that the cows are beautified, they're big, they're healthy. And this is like, apparently, you know, we take this is the only form of acceptance. But rather, it will be based on your intention. That why did you sacrifice this? Was your heart really in it to sacrifice it? Or did you sacrifice it because you have to? Did you sacrifice it because people are watching you? Why did you start sacrificing this animal? This will also be weighed. So make sure that your intention is no other than to follow the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who do qurbani, the question arises, we should refrain from cutting our nails and hair. Yes, we should. But if you happen to cut your nails and hair, you should ask for forgiveness, but it will not nullify your intention of qurbani. Then the biggest thing that I wanted to mention, this is just brief in a nutshell, that what happens in Eid al-Adha. But one thing that we forget to do in Eid al-Adha, when we mention you need to do good deeds, when we mention you need to do good actions, what do? We start to maybe feed the poor. We maybe start to do voluntary things. We maybe start helping in the masjid, hoovering the masjid, cleaning the masjid, attending the masjid, and so on. We might do these things to get more reward in this month. However, we forget the fundamental fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us, the most beloved action to me are those which are obligatory. So for example, your intention in these 10 days or this month should be that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the ability to act and read my salah with devotion, concentration and complete conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is standing before me and Allah is watching me. So you start to read slowly, you start to communicate with Allah. Do your deeds that you're currently doing that are fard. If you're not reading your 5 daily prayers, make intention to read your 5 daily prayers. If you're struggling to wake up for Fajr, go through the mushakkat and wake up for Fajr. If you're praying only 3, extend it to 4. Make your prayer should be extended in terms of your obligatory prayer. Try to do that more than anything. First thing that you should be doing. Those things that are obligatory, start making intention and make an effort of doing those things that are obligatory. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person who performs obligatory prayers. Now, if you perform voluntary prayers, it's still rewarding, but it's not as more beloved than the obligatory. So what happens is brothers will, you know, you have maybe we have salahs that we have missed. So from so many years, you know, you might have 1 year of salah that you never read. And you know, what happens is when these blessed months come, what do? We don't think about those salahs. We start reading nawafil, we start reading tahajjud, we start reading, you know, salatul hajat, we start reading salatul istighfar, and so on. And we start doing all these different nawafil, right? But what you should try to do is those namaz, those prayers that you forgot or you left behind, make up for those prayers. Read qadha, it's called qadha. If you miss a prayer, you need to make up for it. So if you missed a prayer, then stand. I missed so many fajrs. Stand and start reading those fajrs that you missed. I missed so many dhuha. Start reading the dhuhas that you missed. I missed so many asrs, maghribs, isha. Start reading those that you have missed. Do not think that by reading them, it's not as rewarding as a nafal prayer. That will always be more rewarding than your nafal prayers. Then we should keep ourselves and have a checklist in our mind. Are we reading every single sunnah within Zohar, within Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr? Try to get to this part, inshallah, where we can get there. Keep yourself a dua. Keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet to be with La ilaha illallah. Yet to be with Allah, Allah, Allah. Yet to be with Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Because why? Think about it this way, that you have, I think it's this year is about 1,300,000 and something people that have went to Hajj, right? They are there raising their hands for no other reason than the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is not a single soul that will be present there will not say, Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, guide us. Ya Allah, make us the way you want us to be. Ya Allah, I have such issue and I have such problem. Ya Allah, remove it. We want to then be a part of it. How do you want to become a part of it? Allah has not left us mahroom. Allah has not left us neglected. Allah has said, yes, those people are performing Hajj. That Hajj, okay, you cannot reach that level, but start doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start doing things that are obligatory that you have missed. Start doing your nawafil, start doing your du'as, read your du'as, call upon me. Once you call upon me, then I will accept your du'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these days are such that you ask from me, it will be accepted. Your status will be elevated. Then you should keep yourself one du'a, maybe a day, maybe 2 days, or one du'a throughout the whole month. Keep reading that one dua. Yet it be Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Yet it be Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. The Prophet Sallam asked for this dua the most. If we ask for this dua in this month of Dhul Hijjah, at least we will know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the conviction will free us from the fire of Jahannam, free us from the punishment of the grave, free us from all these calamities. We are going towards our grave. You know, yesterday I had a talk on one of the radio stations and it was amazing. We talk about the four worlds, Alimul Arwah. Then we come into Alimul Dunya. Then we go into Alimul Barzakh. Then we go into Alimul Akhirah. As in, you start off when all the souls were created, when they were all presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that includes the munafiqeen, that concludes the kuffar of today, that included the Trump of today, that included every single person, you and I were standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we said, Ya Rab, you are our Lord. We took that testimony. Allah says in the Holy Quran, you and I, before we came into this dunya, we said that Allah, you are our Rabb. Then your soul was put into the womb of your mother. Then your soul became into another world. It became alimul. Now you're going into alimul dunya. You're going into the world. Then when you come into the world, which is the state that we're in today, we're in alimul dunya. We still to enter alimul barzakh. There's still people that have already went there. This is an interval period between the dunya and the akhirah. In this period, it will be decided, is this person going to go to Jahannam or going to Jannah? The person who is a believer, he will be taken by the angels to the seventh heaven. And when upon reaching the seventh heaven, the angels will ask the angels who's taking the soul and saying, who is this believer? He smells so beautiful. He is such a good believer. Who is he? And the angel will say, this is such and such, the son of so and so. And then when he will reach the seventh heaven, I'm cutting it short. When he will reach the seventh heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, make him amongst those who are successful. And then, you know, there's some narrations that soul will be entered into green birds that will fly around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. Then, if it's a disbelieving soul, that soul will enter its grave. The angels will take it to the seventh heaven. And upon going to the seventh heaven, the angels will say to the angel taking the soul, who is this disbelieving soul? And it will, and the angels will call that soul by the worst of names. And when it gets to the seventh heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, enter him into fire of hell as he is going to go. Then he enters back into his grave, and then 99 dragons, as I read from a narration yesterday, will be in this person's grave. And if this dragon was to hiss towards the dunya, no crops would ever grow again. So it's very, very important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still got you and I in alimul dunya. See this as a ni'mah. Because when we enter alimul barzakh, you've got no help. You can't do anything. You're stuck. You can't do no more ibadah. That's it. You're destined. You are going there. You know, we talk about our soul. We talk about, you know, when a non-Muslim becomes a Muslim, what happens? Often they cry. They say, I get a feeling. It's because that soul knows that I testify to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to go back to my Rabb. Your soul always wants to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And coming back to the point of today, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us with the Ramadan. Then after Ramadan, he granted us with Shawwal. After Shawwal, he granted you to use your own mind and intellect to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us with Dhul Hijjah. People are performing Hajj. You and I are sitting here. Allah is saying, excel, increase, repeat over and over again. Call out to me, pray your salah, read your dua. All these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to do. Why? So you and I do not regret, and you and I do not end up in alamul barzakh, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, put this such and such person into hell of fire. You tell me something. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will not be happy. He said to Ya Rabbil Alameen, I will not be happy until every single person from my ummah is taken out of the fire of Jahannam. Allah is Ya Ar-Rahman, Ya Allah is Ya Rahim, Rahman, Al-Malik Al-Quddus, Allah is all-knowing. Do you think Allah is going to keep on putting you in Jahannam for the sake of it? No, Allah doesn't want you to go to Jahannam. This is why we keep on getting opportunities over and over and over again. My brothers, I request you, and I request to myself as well, that let's take advantage of these 10 days. Come to the masjid and fulfill your obligatory prayers with jama'ah, with the imam, because you never used to. Do it with the sake that I'm doing it for Allah. And remember one thing, and I'll conclude here. Make intention to do one thing. That one thing that you know that you do that is wrong and Allah may not like it, yet to be listening to music, yet to be listening to looking at things that you're not supposed to look at, yet to be, you know, talking to the opposite gender, yet to be any one of these sins, if we just pull back, not because you want to, not because of anything, because of the fact you're doing it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed me to do this, and in this blessed month, I'm going to take a step back from listening to music. I'm going to take a step back from being disrespectful to my parents. I'm going to take a step back from disrespecting my children and not spending time with them. You take the step back just because you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I promise you today that Allah subhanahu, that one action of yours could become so beloved to the Lord of the worlds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will end up including you into paradise. Allah will make you amongst those who are performing hajj and coming out like clean babies. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us this blessing through your intention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again give us the ability to take advantage of these chances Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us over and over again to rectify, change, turn towards Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the hajj of all those people that have left, make it easy for them, grant them whatever they ask for. And Ya Rabbil Alameen, also whatever dua that they make for themselves, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us a part of that dua, that when they say Ameen, it includes us. And when they ask for forgiveness, it includes us. When they ask for najat from the fire of Jahannam, from the punishment of the grave, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us also. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are the pious, the believers, the ones who are successful, and the ones who will be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Barzakh and Jannah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen.
Hayya 'ala al-falah.